Well, there have been many, there's been a lot of collateral damage being caused by those who think they know what they're protesting for when the people in New York and other places take to the streets on behalf of the enemy. And part of the damage that's done is when certain businesses are targeted specifically, or organizations or buildings or whatever the case might be. And many of you may have heard of the Blue Moon Hotel. It is a boutique hotel at 100 Orchard Street on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. It's one of those hotels with an incredible reputation. People around the world love to come to New York and utilize it and stay there and be part of the, you know, old/new neighborhood of New York City. Anyway, the owner of the Blue Moon Hotel is Randy Settembrino, who we met for the first time in Chevron back in 2010. And I always took amazing pride that such a supporter of Israel and Zionism and Chevron and Yerushalayim is the owner of the Blue Moon Hotel. But apparently, those who support the enemy don't think so. And he and his hotel have been the target of terrible anti-Semitic episodes, the spray paint and the protests and the yelling and screaming and probably stuff even worse than all this, which we could find out from Randy himself. Randy Settembrino, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Thank you. And a pleasure to speak to you. And you do great work. I'm very happy that you're out there giving all the vital information to our people, letting them know where we stand.
Well, I appreciate that very much. You've got to tell us what's going on here. I mean, the first demonstration, based on what you told me yesterday, happened in July. This was, and again, feel free to correct me. I just want to make sure I have the story straight. This is when the enemy or those who support the enemy discovered that your son served in the IDF. Was that the start of all this?
Well, it started, yes. Like, one of the front desk people came to me and they said, we're receiving death threats and people are calling and the phone does not stop ringing. And I said, what? What do you mean? They said, they're talking about your son. He's an IDF soldier. He's a baby killer. He's, I mean, all these, and he detonates buildings. He shoots at Arabs indiscriminately. All these, this false narrative that Israel's been painted with. And we live in an upside down time where black is white and white is black, right is wrong and wrong is right. The sitting president of the United States is prosecuted in the courts in New York City after he leaves office. While he's in office, he has his social media is cut off.
We get why it's a backwards world. I just want to know what's been why you've been the target of all this.
It's all part of it. It's all part of it. We have we as Jews have to have neutrality. We have to stick together. We have to know who's in our corner. Who will be ultimately make the Heble Mashiach sweeter, and who will make it more bitter?
But let's talk more about the Blue Moon Hotel for a moment. So there's been videos, people have seen the spray painting, the protests, etc. What we've seen over the last couple of weeks, is that the worst of it? What would you consider the most outrageous thing that's been done specifically targeting you and your hotel?
Okay, I could go on and on. I wrote the last three articles I wrote for Aret Sheva, and you can, your audience could Google them, tell the extent of the threatening, lethal kind of pressure they've been putting our a very high Jewish concern. It's a highly visible Jewish concern run by a Jewish family. I give a tour, the last Jewish tenement tour, because every room in that building had a mezuzah. Wow. And every person in that building was a Jew. Wow. And the two merchants were Jews. And there's a wonderful new guy at the Jewish Conservancy, Jason Guberman. You probably know of him.
I've heard of him. Sure.
He's arranged Jewish Conservancy tours. And we tell a very Jewish story. We're the only Jewish hotel in New York that's Jewish family run that has a kosher restaurant. We have a Sweet Dreams Cafe, and we have Settembrini, which is a nice, beautiful Italian restaurant, authentic. And these ghouls these people, the ignorant masses that came by the first Sunday after July 21st, to the first week, I'm sorry, that first week, mm-hmm. the first protest was, it was well orchestrated. You could see that one came in front, one had the sign, one called the other, and then you saw the phone, and they started to pile up. And it came slowly at first. And I tried to educate them. I tried to tell the white ones that they come from a continent soaked with Jewish blood. How dare they stand in front of this building? I tried to tell the black ones that 1,300 years of sub-Saharan slave trade, where the Arabs called you Abid, which means black and slave simultaneously. Is that what you come to defend? You defend the indefensible. You're talking about people that not only murdered, but raped children in front of their mothers, mothers in front of their children. They raped men and then post-mortem sexual mutilation. These are not people. These are ghouls. These are...
Yeah, well, we get it, and we get the... believe me, we get the images, especially as all of this that happened back on October 7th continues to be revealed to us. But the question now is, and this is really the big question, in order for somebody who's listening right now to help you defend yourself from all this, really the only answer is for the hotel to survive and thrive, right?
Right.
So the question is, what could people do? How could people help out?
We have a donor box. If you go to our website, you'll see it. We have a 501(c). Also, the Lower East Side Renaissance Corp, which we intend to keep, do whatever we can to continue to tell the story of the last Jewish tenement, and to invest in whatever Jews and Jewish infrastructure is left in the indelible memory of the Lower East Side for Jewish immigration to the United States.
And
on a daily level.
What is the web address?
The web address is www.bluemoon-nyc.com. www.bluemoon-nyc.com.
Randy Settembrino's with us. He owns the Blue Moon Hotel, 100 Orchard Street, New York City. I guess it would also be... And I don't see why this would be a bad recommendation at all. If anybody is thinking of coming into the city for Shabbos or knows people from out of town that want a nice boutique hotel that's near synagogues and has kosher food, as you described, and really is near a lot of tourist attractions, including the Tenement Museum across the street from where you are, if they want all of this, they should come and book a room at your hotel.
They can come book a room. They could order food. They can make Sheva Brachas. They can make a party. They can call, they can come and have a wonderful time. On Sunday, we have klezmer music, classical music. I have 14 collages that tell the story of the lives lived, loved, and lost there, including a little boy's Talmud Torah homework. I have my diet. I'm an artist.
That's pretty cool.
It was featured in Jewish Week. I was just on Austrian television regarding this. I have a mural there that I did called Diaspora, 2,000 Years of Jewish Life in Europe. And it's an experience, and it keeps the memory of the Jewish Lower East Side alive more accurately than anyone else does. We don't tell a conflated story of multiculturalism. We are the ones who took the displaced congregation from the Eldridge Street Synagogue after they got $20 million in 15 years to build.
Meaning what? What do you mean displaced congregation?
I mean they dismissed the congregation, right? And they had no place to go. Right. They knocked on my door.
And you have a minion there?
I had it for 7.5 years. I gave it to the Moshe Mitzvah.
I didn't even realize that. That's pretty cool. Randy Settembrino's with us. We're talking about 100 Orchard Street on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. It's the Blue Moon Hotel. And again, if you want to help, honestly, if you want to help them survive and thrive and help them defeat the enemy by showing them that they're going to stick around despite all the crazy paid-for protests that they've been a target of, you could recommend to your family and friends the Blue Moon Hotel, 100 Orchard Street, New York City. It's across the street from the Lower East Side Tenement Museum. If you want to support Randy's efforts to keep the educational aspect of his goings on to continue, then you could go to bluemoon-nyc.com. That's the website, bluemoon-nyc.com, and support the Lower East Side Renaissance Corp so they can continue that work. And Randy, what's the what are the hours of Sweet Dreams Cafe and Set and Brini? What do people need to know about coming to enjoy?
Safe hours right now. It'll between make a reservation between 12 and preferably not later. We really don't want to take later than 6 at 6 o'clock.
So noon to 6. That's what, Sunday through Thursday?
It's Sunday to Thursday. I'm open Friday, but it's limited hours, and we're usually prepping for Sunday.
And that's now, and that's for the Italian / dairy restaurant.
Yes, and the food was great. Susie Fishbein actually came by last Sunday with her family, and she said the food was delicious, and she never had a dessert like my wife, the executive baker, prepares at the hotel.
Nice.
And we have our own bakery on the premises.
Shout out to Shane. I like that. Mm-hmm. And the Sweet Dreams Cafe is part of it. It's part of the same operation.
Yes, we have a bakery on the lower level that we're baking there daily. And in the kitchen, I'm prepping my known as famous restaurant, Vesuvio, from 1926. It also lingers on. Now, I want to tell you something about my son. My son, first, I have two sons in the IDF. They're both in Hantas HaKravit. The first one, Bram, a.k.a. Avram Mordechai Meir, spent 2 years in the Shem Mitzvah doing search and rescue, spent his Rosh Hashanah looking for a guy 2 days missing without water, saved his life, saved other people's lives. If you read my articles on Eretz Sheva, what this kid did and what Lippman had to say, what Mike Ben Yaakov, the head of the IDU, had to say, what his commander had to say. He fought fear. And after that, he gave 2.5 years as an American boy to Israel, the whole time in Gaza, endangering himself, fought bravely, fiercely. And then when he had to do his reserves, he didn't take a cushy post. He went back to Gaza and he stayed there. Yeah. This is the boy that they're talking about, the man who was also an Eagle Scout, who also knows how to learn, who also is a Balkare. This is the one that they're targeting. And they're trying to kill us. I'm off 30%. I got bookings that people are canceling. I've got unbelievable. They're messing up our algorithm. They're putting bad reviews. We're all in this together.
Yeah.
I tell the story about the Jews, the tribes in Saudi Arabia, right? There were three tribes.
Yeah.
He knocked one, the other two didn't come. He knocked the second one, the other one didn't come. In the end, there was no one.
Right.
And these Jews in New York, and the Jews who are following, who are worshiping those auspices that have brought us Oslo, that have brought us to give away Sinai, where we lost everything and received nothing but a cold peace and psycho-killer neighbors. This same party is bringing those Jews think that Israel, they've lost the sense that there's an Israel and that Israel has importance, but their lives are not going to be better. First they come for the identifiable Jews, and then they come for the rest of us.
We know the story. That you don't have to tell the audience that you're speaking to now. Believe me, they know it. Your second son, you said, is also a member of the IDF?
He's also in Honda. Yes. Sasa Menachem Chaim Aaron. Sage, we call him. He's a fabulous boy also. Very talented. Amazing musician. He's giving also the following in his big brother's footsteps. We have only one. This is our sanctuary. This is our homeland. If they want to come and get us now, they have to get their boots on the ground, because we have a formidable army and an air force. Yeah. And we know. Yeah. There's no place like home. And now America is telling us there's no place like home. Yeah,
times are different, to say the least. Randy Settembrino, if you want to be helpful, everybody out there, keep in mind 100 Orchard Street on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. It is the Blue Moon Hotel. It's Settembrini Restaurant. It's Sweet Dreams Cafe. You have an opportunity to go and support them, to recommend the hotel to your family and friends, especially those who come from out of town who want the experience of being in Lower Manhattan and still want to be in a in an area that has synagogues, etc. And if you want to just support the effort and help Randy recover from all the terrible hits that he's taken from the enemy, go to bluemoon-nyc.com, bluemoon-nyc.com, and support the Lower East Side Renaissance Corp. Randy, we'll continue to encourage people to support what you're doing and just, you know, stay as strong as possible. Have a Shana Tova u'Metzuka. Please send best regards to both your sons.
Thank you very much. And it was a pleasure being on your show, and I thank you very much for inviting me, and I hope to see you in person soon.
Appreciate
if
that.
Not here, in Eretz Yisrael.
Bezrat Hashem. The least we could do with everything that you're going through.